Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. I'm back from three conference talks in two business days. Oh, that was annoying. I keep forgetting that these things tend to cluster and I get myself into fun places. Now, what did I miss while I was gone? Amazon DynamoDB now supports AWS Private Link. This is interesting because along with S3, DynamoDB is the only service to have a free gateway endpoint option, allowing you to bypass the dreaded managed NAT gateway charges when running it within a private subnet. This expands its optionality still further. This episode is sponsored in part by my day job, the Duckbill Group. Do you have a horrifying AWS bill? That can mean a lot of things. Predicting what it's going to be, determining what it should be, negotiating your next long-term contract with AWS, or just figuring out why it increasingly resembles a phone number, but nobody seems to quite know why that is. To learn more, visit duckbillgroup.com. Remember, you can't duck the Duckbill bill. And my CEO informs me that is absolutely not our slogan. Amazon Workmail supports audit logging. I keep forgetting that Amazon has their own hosted email service. Given that it's only now in 2024 that it got audit logging, I'm guessing everyone else kind of forgot too. Ah, this is big. AWS announces a 7-day window to return savings plans. It's an awesome and welcome change. I wish it didn't have to completely reset at the end of the month-end boundary and that it didn't cap at $100. Let me try the $1 million an hour, $26.2 billion option, you cowards, and that it applied to RIs as well, but this is a wonderful start. AWS CodeBuild now supports custom images for AWS Lambda Compute. I'm starting to wonder what the value is in all of the CodeBuild managed environments, given how effective it's become in managing other, less tetchy compute options. EC2 Mac dedicated hosts now provide visibility into supported macOS versions. In an earth-shattering revelation, AWS has finally enabled visibility into what macOS versions are supported on your EC2 Mac dedicated hosts. Seems they're finally catching on to the wild concept that users might actually want to know what they're running and what can be run on those instances. Invoke AWS Lambda functions from cross-account Amazon Kinesis data streams. Cross-account Lambda invocation has been a pain point for a while. I've always just slapped an API gateway in front of it, but now there's another tool in the arsenal. Traeger Grill's customer experience team drives customer satisfaction significantly using Amazon Quick Start, and that explains why my meat smoker periodically starts up and then demands an unskippable firmware update as my mealtime continues to get further into the future. Bulk update DynamoDB tables with AWS step functions. I'm super fortunate because every time I've had to update, I just dump the table after I stop writes, make my changes locally, and then put the data back. This is what you can do when you only have 10 megabyte tables and not giant ones. Simplify cross-account access control with Amazon DynamoDB using resource-based policies. Some folks are upset about this, but I think it's awesome. You can pretty safely assume that between any two resources on an architecture diagram, some customer is going to throw an account boundary. Being able to handle migration patterns and other weird corner cases is a good thing. Yeah, it'll empower some poor choices, but I also can't really see there's that much harm awaiting here, and I know I'll someday have to eat those words. How to securely provide access to centralized AWS CloudTrail Lake logs across accounts. This is handy because I like CloudTrail Lake, but cross-account viewing of those events is something I've not implemented yet. Unfortunately, this requires just copying all those events to another's account. What's the point? It sounds terrible. How to optimize DNS for dual-stack networks. And I need to get way better at this myself. It's not just DNS, though. It's also things like security group rules. Introducing MTLS for Application Load Balancer. Finally, I'm a big fan of certificate-based authentication for devices. I've had to work around this in previous roles, and I'm glad ALB's finally got it. Six foundational capabilities you need for generative AI. Is one of them running your mouth while the competition mops the floor with your offerings? Because if so, AWS has that one on lock. It's time to evolve IT procurement. Here's how to give money to us faster. This post reeks of corporate frustration with customers being slowed down in their consumption of AWS services, all willy-nilly. And finally, AWS and NVIDIA extend their collaboration to advance generative AI. NVIDIA has a bunch of customer statements that frankly read like hostage video transcripts. I get it. They're kingmakers at the moment, and if you want GPU allocation, you're going to have to genuflect way harder than that. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I wonder what this week has in store.